Welcome to the Launch Button Podcast, where we unlock the secrets of successful entrepreneurs and real estate investors who found the courage to hit the launch button and take control of their destiny. Join me, Hugh Zaretsky, best-selling author, seasoned real estate investor, and serial entrepreneur, as we dive deep into inspiring stories and invaluable lessons that will empower you to break free from the ordinary and pursue your true passions. Are you feeling trapped in a job that drains your passion and leaves you yearning for more? Are you ready to accelerate your business and or real estate investing to take it to the next level? It's time to ignite your dreams and embrace the limitless possibilities that life has to offer. Get ready to launch into the life you've always desired by pressing the launch button. Welcome everybody to the Launch Button Podcast. We're here for another wonderful week. And it's Women's Month, so I felt I should bring out one of my good friends that's in construction and transitioning to be an entrepreneur, a content creator, and she's been blowing up her Instagram, getting things rocking and rolling, and yet maintaining balance in life. So I've got my good friend, Matilde Turco, here. So Matilde, tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Yes, thank you. I'm so excited. Well, I'm from France. I'm French-Italian. I came to work with my uncle, and we designed together a new kind of mechanical equipment for pre-war buildings, so a new kind of HVAC for pre-war buildings in New York. So it's not so typical. It wasn't such a glamorous career, but I really enjoyed that time. I learned a lot. I had a training. I was traveling back and forth between Italy because the manufacturer was in Italy, in Venice. So I was very lucky with that. But yeah, I was very young. I was about 21, 22 years old when I started this career. And obviously, I had a lot of challenges and a lot of obstacles because I was a young woman in a very male-oriented industry. And I'm sure that...
And a beautiful woman at that in the male industry. So I'm sure you got on all the job sites, right?
Thank you. Well, I mean, I think that being a woman... Sorry, my camera just stopped. But I think that being a young woman... in the construction industry is already, you know, something that you can use at your advantage, but it's also something that can bounce back between being at your advantage and being, you know, a challenge. Because, you know, the way people are going to look at you, the way people are going to treat you is going to be very different than if you were a man and older. So I think that it's one of the biggest lessons of my life. I learned so much, and it's something that made me really tough. When I came, I was young, and I learned so much just by being in that industry. I was very grateful to be surrounded by people that had good intention and that became my mentors. And I even started having that kind of hustle bustle New York male mentality myself, because I was surrounded by so many men. And I also met incredible women in construction, and that's why I slowly transferred from working with my uncle to this woman-owned electrical company. And I'm so proud to actually support women in the industry. So yes, that's my journey. That's why I came to New York in the first place. And I am now slowly transitioning into still doing what I do, because I love to support women, especially in the construction industry, because it's something that's in me. It's something, you know, I know the whole story, and it's something that it's dear to my heart. But I am also, for the first time in my life, thinking about what I really want inside of me, what is my true passion, because I came to New York to support my uncle and to work with my uncle, and he supported me too. That's thanks to him that I came to New York, and I'm very grateful for it. But it wasn't really my true passion to develop a mechanical equipment. It was an opportunity that I seized. And now I'm in my 30s, and I'm finally, you know, after the pandemic, I had a lot of time to travel and to think, and time alone to reflect. And that really helped me to decide that I finally wanted to work for myself as well. So now I'm slowly transitioning. It's been almost a year now that, you know, I came with this new idea and this new business idea. Yeah. And I'm slowly but surely, you know, growing and making it happen. So,
and that's about when we met, right? We met about a year ago. I met Matilda at a networking event, on a sort of real estate business networking event, and we hit it off there. And then we started talking, and we ended up doing our own events together, right? And then I watched her go on this, you know, spiritual slash entrepreneur journey over the last year, and we decided to do another podcast focused on that. So you guys will be hearing about that. So if you like that, just put the hearts in the comments down below. We'll make sure we get you invited to that one as well. And then I'll focus more on that journey, right, from the different perspectives as we bring on entrepreneurs. But she's got an amazing story that you guys just need to hear. And as we go into this, and she's, you know, now making that transition, you know, what I really respect about her was the woman in business having that toughness to, I watched her at the event stand up, you know, stand up for herself to the other guys that were there, hold her own in the conversations. And then we just started, you know, building that rapport and realized we had very similar mindsets.
Yes, I think it was definitely meant to be. The universe just connected us at the right time. It was really amazing how we connected, how we bonded, and the ideas that we came out with. The podcast was definitely something that actually pushed me even more to pursue my dream and just to keep going. And I'm actually pretty satisfied of where I am now. You were definitely a big part of, you know, I guess my motivation. Because even if I have a certain confidence level, and actually due to the construction industry, maybe, but I still had some fears. When you start an entrepreneurship journey, there's definitely the financial stability fear and the fear of being judged, your reputation. So I still had that a little bit in me, and the fact that I connected with like-minded people like you really helped me to just keep going and just pursue those dreams. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, I'm thankful for meeting you as well. We did some amazing events last year, and we'll probably get back to doing some of those this year.
Yes, and will be many more, I'm sure, you know, as we... As time goes, and I took a little bit of a break, and I'm also traveling a lot, but I'm going to be here in New York for a few months, and I am looking forward to network again. That's something that's in me. I've been doing it for so long. So I'm definitely looking forward to connect with more people and share, you know, the stories and tips. So, yeah.
Awesome. So let's just quickly hit on those three little fears that you just brought up. So one was, right, the naysayers in our lives, the people that we sort of got to grow through and pass. Two then was reputation, right? Being, I judge that to being associated with your title or position, you know, hey, I'm this. And now all of a sudden when we become an entrepreneur, we're no longer that person. And then three was the financial one. So let's give a little quick tips there on, you know, talking about the naysayers and how you are moving past those naysayers that are trying to hold you back.
Well, first of all, you're going to have to identify who really wants your best and who doesn't genuinely want you to grow for whatever reason. And my first tip is don't be scared to spend time alone and to switch your environment. So maybe you need to cut off with some people for a while. It doesn't mean forever, but you know, maybe they're draining you right now, or they're judging you, or they're giving you advice that are not really helping you. So, you know, don't be scared to isolate. You know, you need to grow. And in order to grow, you cannot have noise around you. So isolate, but, you know, that doesn't mean that you're not seeing anyone. You need to stay connected with the good people around you, and don't be scared to make new connections. A little bit like you and I, you know, I met you at this networking event about a year ago and connected very well, and you've been an important component of my growth. So don't be scared of meeting new people that are like-minded, that are on the same frequency, or that are aligned with your new path and your journey. And also you're going to have to work on your confidence level, because confidence, in my opinion, is definitely one of the most important key to success. You have to trust yourself. You have to be confident with the decisions that you're making. And I have a lot of tips about that. So if you're interested, feel free to get in touch with me or follow my Instagram page.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So you said it, right? It's that entrepreneur journey, that ups and downs, making sure you identify the people that truly support you and the people that want to see you grow versus the people that want to hold you back. So that's a big thing right there.
Right.
Let's quickly switch to like the title, right? Because you have a pretty high title in your women's own business, which is an amazing business, right? It's only women in construction. And you're working with one of your friends. So that was a big concern of yours as you're shifting out of that, about the friendship, about the relationship. So a little tip on that.
Yes, definitely. I mean, that was an extra layer of, you know, the obstacles that you're going to have when you switch careers. But if you actually work with someone that you're intimate with, it's even harder. So that's why I still love what I do, and I'm still happy to support the industry, and especially women, and especially working with my best friend. She's absolutely amazing. She's been actually very supportive. So I'm very grateful for that. And she's an amazing human being. So I'll still support as much as I can. And I think communication is key. You know, be true to yourself. Just stay true to yourself. You're not trying to do anything wrong. You're actually trying to do something right for yourself so you can be happy on the long run. And if someone has good intention, even if it's your boss, that person should understand and should respect, and in the best scenario should even support you. So, yes.
Awesome. So yeah, it's right. And don't worry about that title. You know, Simon.
And
said
the title. Yes, I forgot about the title. Well, the title can be something that can be a challenge, maybe psychologically, emotionally. It's hard to go from here to there, because when you start your entrepreneurship journey, you usually start from scratch, and maybe you're losing your title, but eventually maybe you're going to become your own CEO. You're going to be your own boss. So don't think about the title so much. Again, it's about confidence. You know, you had this title for a while. It's on your resume. It's on your CV. It's great. And you're never going to lose that. Really, it's been there. And it's what makes you who you are today. But if you really want to pursue your new dream, you're going to have to accept that you're going to start from scratch again. And, you know, life is like that. There's always renewal. So
yeah,
you just have to...
Yeah. And just know that when you drop that title, you may get a little depressed. You may get a little upset, just, you know, especially in New York, a lot of people's lives are tied to the title. Hey, I'm a VP. Hey, I'm this. Like, you have to be a certain level, and they're always like, for them to feel secure. So just understand that it happens. We all go through it. Like you said, Simon Sinek does that training on the military. The head of the military got the one conference, everybody's, you know, bowed down to him. The next year he went to the conference, he was no longer the head of the military, and he got a paper cut. So understand, we all deserve the paper cut. It's all what we make of it. So, and then the third thing that we talked about was just one quick tip on financial stability. I know we're doing a little long today, but I want to make sure, guys, you guys get the best information here from Mathilde as she talks about some of the things, because she's in that transition, right? And we both agree.
Right.
Your boss. Yep. Right. Don't just fire your boss. Start your side hustle on the side. So give them one quick tip on your light.
Well, try to save money, but without being so strict that you burn out and you feel, you know, exhausted and angry. But try to save money, because even if it's a low investment business, let's say you do e-commerce freelancing, you're still going to have to pay apps, you're still going to have small expenses. So put them on an Excel sheet and then try to find time to start launching your new side hustle. But like you just said, keep your daytime job and build your savings. You're gonna need some savings. So build it, you know, one way or another. You're gonna have to build that saving.
Yeah, and you had mentioned something about like going through your subscriptions, like.
Oh yes, that's actually the number one tip. That's something that I actually constantly do. I use that Rocket Money app to, it's linked to my bank account. So I can see very clearly. I just do an update and I see all the subscriptions that I have linked to my bank account. Sometimes we forget those subscriptions. You know, maybe you're paying for something for a year or two that you're not even using anymore, but you just don't remember about it. So make sure that you go through your bank statements or you use an app like Rocket Money to check your subscriptions and get rid of the ones that you don't need.
Awesome. And to add to that, because I 100% agree. So when you eliminate that subscription, what you can actually do on most bank accounts is set up an automatic transfer for that same amount into like a savings account. So when you eliminate that, right, at the same time, create that monthly automatic transfer. So you don't even realize, but you're saving money, right?
I love that. That's a great tip.
You're building that up for you. So Mathilde, we appreciate your time. Guys, we're going to have her social media. We're going to have all the different things for the new podcast. We're going to come out with some spreadsheets. We're going to come out with some budget things for them over on that podcast over here. It's just great having a successful woman in the construction industry that grew up in it, right? Grew up because you heard she started at like 21, right? She's grown up in it. It gave her that toughness, but it also allowed her to have so many experiences. So don't be afraid to go into areas that you may not have thought of. Follow that passion, and then you can have the life of your dreams. So we look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Launch Button. Thank you, Mathilde. Anything you want to share with them?
Well, thank you. I'm excited for the podcast, and I'm hoping that you guys are going to, you know, try to find out what it is about, and maybe we can inspire you to pursue your dreams, and that would be also very exciting to, you know, be a source of inspiration.
Yeah. And you are a source of inspiration to lots of women. So go out there, launch your dreams, take your passions to the next level, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining us on the Launch Button Podcast, your gateway to unlocking your true potential and pursuing your passions. Don't let the journey end here. For more empowering insights, valuable resources, exclusive content, and free giveaways, visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com. At The Launch Button, we're dedicated to helping you break free from the ordinary and embrace a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Dive deeper into our episodes, access bonus materials, and connect with like-minded individuals on our website and our private community group. Are you ready to take the next steps towards your dreams? Subscribe to The Launch Button Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and never miss an episode. Remember, the power to transform your life lies within your grasp. Press the launch button and soar towards success. For more updates, behind-the-scenes content, and exclusive offers, follow us on social media, join the conversation using hashtag the launch button, and share your journey with our vibrant community. Thank you for being a part of the Launch Button family. Together, let's ignite our dreams and embark on this journey together of growth and discovery. Visit www.thelaunchbuttonpodcast.com and let's continue to launch your greatness. See you there.